morning. Infants less than 6 months of age are at increased risk of severe and fatal influenza infections, and they are too young to be vaccinated. Influenza vaccination is recommended for pregnant women and protects both the mother and infant from severe disease. There is evidence of transplacental transfer of influenza antibodies and that maternal influenza vaccination prevents influenza infections and hospitalizations among infants. In California, reporting of influenza-associated deaths in persons less than 65 years is mandatory, and reporting of influenza-associated intensive care unit admissions in persons less than 65 years is voluntary, and most counties participate. We included all reported influenza-associated fatalities and ICU admissions in infants less than 6 months with onset during April 2009 to September 2014. We calculated frequencies and percentages to describe these infants. We obtained the mother's name and birth hospital from California birth certificate data. To obtain maternal influenza vaccination history, we reviewed both birth and prenatal records and searched our immunization registry, which has voluntary provider reporting. Only mothers with documentation that she had or had not received influenza vaccine were considered as having a known vaccination status. For this analysis, we excluded infants with onset during the pandemic, since influenza vaccine receipt by their mothers may not be indicative of receipt of the 2009 H1N1 vaccine, and infants born prior to 30 weeks gestation, since transplacental transfer of maternal antibodies does not occur prior to this time. We also analyzed the month of birth of these infants, since maternal influenza vaccination status could be affected by the availability of influenza vaccine. 142 infants less than 6 months with severe influenza infections were reported to CDPH during April 2009 through September 2014. 128 of these were ICU admissions and 14 were fatalities. 8 of the fatalities occurred without hospital admission. 62 of the cases occurred during the 2009 pandemic. 55% of cases were male and 55% were Hispanic, which is similar to the California birth cohort. 15 cases had healthcare-associated influenza infections. 87% of the cases had influenza A, while 11% had influenza B. Of the cases with influenza A, 65% had 2009 H1N1, including all infants with onset during the pandemic. 10% had H3N2, and the remaining 24% did not have a subtype. 121 of the infants had known medical histories, of whom 66 had an underlying medical condition. Of these, 37 had more than one condition. The most commonly reported underlying medical conditions were prematurity and pulmonary, cardiac, and gastrointestinal conditions. 70 infants born at 30 weeks gestation or greater had onset after the pandemic, of which 68 matched to the birth certificate data. None of the infant mothers were located in our immunization registry. We received birth and prenatal records for 82% of mothers. Of these, 12 had influenza vaccination information documented in the birth or prenatal records, and only one had received influenza vaccination during pregnancy. This graph shows the number of infants by month of influenza onset in light blue, and the month of birth in dark blue. As expected, the majority of cases had onset during January and February, which coincided with peak influenza activity during the seasons analyzed. However, approximately 60% of infants were born during October through December, when only 25% of births would have been expected during this time. In conclusion, the majority of infants less than 6 months reported with severe or fatal influenza infections had underlying medical conditions. More than 10% of the influenza infections were hospital associated. Few mothers were likely vaccinated against influenza during pregnancy, although the majority of the infants were born during the fall when influenza vaccine was available. This analysis had two primary limitations. Few infant mothers had documentation of influenza vaccination receipt. It is likely that the lack of any indication of influenza vaccination receipt is associated with not receiving the influenza vaccine. Additionally, the small number of reported cases during the analysis period did not allow for comparisons between fatal and non-fatal cases. Mothers with expected delivery dates during the fall should be prioritized for influenza vaccination, particularly if early season vaccine supplies are limited. More emphasis should be put on the protection of infants by maternal influenza vaccination, much like is being done for Tdap to protect infants against pertussis. Campaigns promoting Tdap vaccination during pregnancy should be harnessed to also promote influenza vaccination. Thank you.